Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I gotta go, man. Yo, the podcast and Attic about to come on. Yo, co-producer in that cast. Yo, they be cutting it up like tight real, son.
Good evening. It must be Wednesday night. This is co-producer about to start the premiere podcast. The Attic. Weekly we get together and give you passes on.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is co-producer from Hodge the Hodge podcast on Blog Talk Radio with our premiere podcast this evening, The Attic. Weekly, we get together and we like to give you current events from a perspective that you may not get anywhere else. So sit back, relax. And we're about to give you 60 minutes of pure entertainment. Hey, Cass, how we doing this evening?
All right.
Good. Yep, doing
everybody's
well,
good.
Thank you.
Sister Sunshine says she's going to join us a little later. Mm-hmm. I got a new caller. Who's the new caller tonight? Okay. Anyway, moving right along. Yeah. Hey, Pink Game. Last week we had a very interesting show. We dealt with R. Kelly sick ass, and the response to that was pretty good. In fact, it was probably one of our better shows. It's probably one of our better shows. But what we decided to do is come back another little taste of that. And then we're going to go ahead down to Pennsylvania Avenue and spend some well time, some good time with 45. But, yeah, but what made me want to revisit this R. Kelly shit again is the interview they had on TV with 50 Cent about Dame Dash and Jay-Z. Now, I just found that to be super interesting that this young girl, and again, I don't know how old she was, but I'm pretty sure the reports say she was still a minor. Aaliyah, we're talking about. I mean, if Aaliyah was married to R, then again, and I'm just reporting what I've seen. I don't know any of these folks personally, but apparently Aaliyah was married to R, got a divorce, then she started dating either Jay-Z or Dame Dash. Then she started dating both of them. Caused them to split up. So as we talk about R. Kelly and we look at some of these people, some of these younger girls that he messed over, all I'm saying is, again, at no point in my conversation, I want to say this emphatically, no point in my conversation, I'm getting some feedback from somebody, no point in my conversation did R. Kelly get a pass from me. That don't happen. But I'm saying, we got to look at this on a much broader spectrum. Anybody disagree with that? R. Kelly ain't the only one need his ass up, is what I'm saying. Nobody?
In terms of what? In terms of people was dating her and she was underage?
Yes, I mean, in terms of Aaliyah's parents. And I don't mean to shine a bad light on them, But if your little young daughter, this is how she's moving. And again, it might all be prompted by the music industry. But I'm saying somebody else need to be accountable other than R. Kelly. Now, that was some sick shit that R. did. Don't get me wrong. But there's some other people that need to be accountable. And I know he preyed on them little young girls that don't have that family structure. But some of them girls, you know, again, not only did R. Kelly do some foul shit, but I'm sorry, I'm skipping subjects a little bit. But one of the girls that he had with him, they came out on a report that he held captive. Her uncle, to this day, still plays in the band. Now, come on now. How deep is this rabbit hole really going? Because I think this is a whole lot deeper than just R. Kelly with young girls, man. For first of all, being with minors in this society right now, that shit is kind of accepted. Ain't nobody looking at that shit crazy. And I don't mean to monopolize the microphone, but what brought it back to mind for me was I was having a conversation with a friend, and just casual conversation. And they were telling me that when they were in high school, one of the girls in high school she knew used to date the teacher. So, you know, before I start thinking R. Kelly-ish, I said, how old were you? She said, well, I was 15, but the girl was younger than me. So the point I'm making is, by a long shot, older men sleeping with these minors, man, that shit is part of this culture, man. I don't say it's right. I'm saying it happens that often, and everything that's in culture don't mean it's good. Can anybody disagree with that?
Well, I mean, no, if I can just interject for 1 second. In terms of Dame Dash and Jay, I think when their situation with Aaliyah, I think by the time they started dealing with her, she was a little older.
Like over 18,
I think about 16, 17.
Yeah, I think she was a little older by the time they started moving with her, because I know when she was under R. Kelly, she was younger at that time.
Right.
And by the time Dame started dealing with her and Jay, if I had to guess, I think she was a little older by then. She wasn't considered, I guess, a minor any longer. So it wouldn't be frowned upon as much so as it was when she was dealing with R. Kelly. She was a little older by then.
She was 13 with R. Kelly and 16 with Jay-Z. What?
Was she 16? I thought she was a little older than that.
Well, Damon Dash, whoever, I don't particularly know who he is, but
I'm saying either one of them. I just thought she was a little older by then. I thought she was a little older by then. By the time she started dealing with them.
Yeah, so 16 is okay, 13 not?
I mean, I thought she was more like 18 by then.
No. Oh, no. So the only point I'm making is right now R. Kelly getting all the publicity. But as the publicity keeps coming to R. Kelly, again, you know, they threw Afrika Bambaataa, Zulu Nation up in there. Like, let me tell you, back in the day, I mean, now, and I'm just saying what it is. If you think about it, some of the seniors, if you think about a senior in high school messing with an eighth grader, that's just as messed up as R. Kelly. I mean, the age numbers are closer, but we still probably talk about somebody 18 with somebody under 15 to 16. And trust me, I'm not even trying to make that shit okay. That's not my point. The point I'm trying to make is, while we raking R. Kelly ass through the coal, it's just some more people need to be thrown on that coal, and their ass need to be raked through it as well.
Amen.
Well, let me say this then. I hear what you're saying, but let's look at it from a different perspective. And let's look at it from the perspective is, that's what they wanted to do. The age, the same way, you know, with a lot of other things. You ain't supposed to go into a nightclub unless you're 21. The fake ID business is a booming business. So
mm-hmm.
This is what people do.
Right.
And so because this is what they do, then that's up to them. For us to say that they're so wrong, is it something that I would condone? No. But for us to, you know, to nail them to the cross. Don't want to stop to the stop no more. What's it? Stop to the love. Nobody don't want to stop the love no more. Nobody don't want to fly because he got a different sexual persuasion than anybody else. What's that?
Yo, he called it stop the love. That's all. I just thought that was funny. It was step to the name of love. I think that's it, right?
Step, step. Oh, okay. Step.
Yeah,
step. Depends on how deep that love is. That love deep, you stop.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That love deep, you stop. But I'm just saying, and once again, I'm not condoning anything. I'm just saying how we always look at it from only our point of view and then label it all as wrong or whatever. When, as I said, now I, you know, there is something that we do that somebody else look at and think you're crazy.
Right.
Sometimes as simple as the way you scratch your back. Mm-hmm. You know, some people scratch their neck or their face. I'm just using that.
We can't scratch our back like R. Kelly, man.
That.
R. Kelly said, I ain't going to scratch your back. I'm going to piss on your back. We're not going to scratch your back.
Hey, that's a big business, man. There are girls that just love that. And
but
there
all
are
I'm
guys
saying,
that love it to be to them, too.
Listen, let me tell you something. For me, don't get me wrong. It's foul shit when you mess with those young teenage girls, underage girls like that. But for me, the point of no return with R. Kelly, man, is you held them girls. You still got them girls prisoner. They can't leave now. And again, I said it last week, and I don't want to keep repeating myself. If you were just that messed up in the head, or excuse me, if you were just that different in the head that you ain't happy that you got you a little underage girl. See, there's clinics and shit for that. But when you start locking their ass up, keeping them in the house, they can't go nowhere, they can't talk to nobody. See, to me, you went way past that sick line into some repugnant shit that you have to be dealt with a little different.
No, that's just called kidnapping.
Exactly.
Some of the girls don't mind being kidnapped. Some of the girls don't mind being kidnapped.
Then you're not kidnapped. If you're not being held against your will, then it is what it is.
Well, that's what they said. Now, whether he got into their head, but when people checked on them, they said they was fine.
But this is a thing they call statutory. So if you're a minor, it don't matter what the hell you think. You can't just do that.
But regardless of how old you are, if you're young, and you looking for that key to go into your ignition, you're going to find it. Somebody out there got that key, and they will stick it in your ignition.
But I'm just saying. But that's what
are you aware? But are you aware that in some religions, that's the woman's place? You remember that?
Do you know over like in Pakistan,
pregnant?
Places like that,
right.
A family will give they youngest daughter, she could be 13 years old, they would give her to a grown man that could be 45, 50.
Well, I mean,
okay.
Now,
that doesn't come into play in this. That doesn't come into play.
No, it's another form, though, I'm saying, as far as older men having sex with younger females.
Being underage and being held against your will is the issue for me, anyway. Everything else I couldn't care about.
Well, I mean, you know, so you're saying in some customs it's okay. And again, you need to move there. That's what it is. If that's how you want to live with the money you got, why don't you just move there so that, again, everybody can be happy, man. But you know what? I just say one thing about the power of R. Kelly. You say you call him sick. You call him whatever. You can call him sick. You can call him whatever the hell you want to call him. But the power of R. Kelly kept the police off of him. The power of R. Kelly kept his ass out of jail. So when you hear that kind of shit going on, I'm willing to bet you that rabbit hole goes so deep that to put R. Kelly in jail, a lot of people going to have to get exposed.
Well,
What you think about that?
How about the fact that maybe he don't have no power and a lot of this ain't as bad as people are trying to make it out to be?
Yeah, there you go.
How about that?
Well, I had
just
to throw
that out there. Not,
only because if they're a minor, there's a statutory law. And if you got my daughter in your house and I show the police that my daughter's 13 years old and I know she's in your house, that's some bullshit that I can't go in, or I went in and talked to her and she said she's okay. No, that kind of shit ain't legal, man. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
It ain't legal, but trust me, R. Kelly ain't got that kind of money or that kind of power to make that happen. He
it's
does not
already.
Have that kind of money. Right,
it's
because it's from what you see on the outside or what you hear, but it's got to be something else than what they're saying. That's the point that I'm making. And once again, I'm not trying to anyway say R. Kelly is cool and all of that. I'm just, I guess, coming from a different perspective, whereas realizing that he's walking his path. Now, his path may be just as messed up as any of us want it to be, but it's his path. And the same way it's his path, we all have to walk our path. Our path is different, but it's still a path. And whereas we see so much wrong in what he's doing, when instead it might, depending on who it is and how it is that they're looking at it, they're not, everybody don't see it that way. You've got a good portion of people that complain about it, and a lot of the people that complain about it, they're doing it themselves. So
we're making it,
you know, like R. Kelly, just a filthy lowdown. And to me, if that was to happen to any of my daughters, I would feel exactly the same way. So I'm not trying to become, you know what I mean? But I just want us to look at it from a different perspective. Not to make it right or wrong, but just from a different perspective. And you'll see that. Yeah.
It's just wrong as hell. My real question or reason for bringing this back up, how the hell this shit just keep going on? How do we allow this as a nation to just exist? And again, it doesn't matter how minute the shit is, man. If you got a statutory shit going on there, man, that should have been addressed a long time ago. I just don't understand as a nation. And I know the answer to that is they were probably little urban kids that the nation subliminally gave up on already, and it don't really matter to them. I'm sure that's got something to do with it. But I just don't understand how the hell that shit can just go on and on like that, and he's still walking around here. That's all my question is.
Hey, it's a law we're supposed to vote. They don't let us vote, but it's the law.
Okay.
So
but
not,
I think
I
the parents got a lot. The parents got a lot to do with it. You know, they didn't. You know, they failed. They failed those kids. They sat back and allowed a lot of that to happen.
Yeah, they play a big part in this shit. Go ahead, Tippy.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. I don't have kids, but I don't know how you just let your kids. I mean, don't you know where they are? I mean, don't you know that your kid is 15 and running the streets with potentially with R. Kelly or a grown-ass man?
Then again, how many of y'all, spit saying females, how many of y'all might have told your parents you was going over by your friend's house secretly, you was going to meet that old dude?
So as a parent, you double check. So as a parent, you follow up. I know my mother always followed up to make sure I was where I was supposed to be.
And she sometimes told her.
Followed up, and sometimes you knew she was following up, and you made another move, too,
didn't you? Laid that plan.
When it was something that you really wanted to do.
Yeah.
Guilty.
But again, you ain't going to be doing that over and over again. I mean, at some point, you know, she's going to get hit to that at some point.
Sure you will. You'll do anything for that man or that woman.
No, but I'm saying,
not repeatedly, not over and over. At some point, your parent going to get hit to that.
If
you
got a
parent, but you do it until you get caught.
Hey, let me throw this out to you. How about in the black community, how many young girls had kids and their kids end up down south because they were so young?
Watch out. Stop telling the truth, Brother Messenger. Because watch this.
Well,
back in the day, they send their kids down south. They'll send their kids down south.
How about this one? How many of y'all had girlfriends?
Okay,
How many of y'all had girlfriends that when y'all went out, she always had to stop by somebody's house and get a couple of dollars?
No,
meaning
man,
she had to work that off. She always had that old friend that would give her money. Y'all outside waiting on her, and she going on the inside, coming back out, fixing her hair and wiping her lips.
I ain't had no friends like that.
You know, how many of y'all had that man in the neighborhood that drove that station wagon? I'm just going to call him Mr. Tully. But he was nice, but he take everybody shopping and do all the stuff.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
What's gotten into him?
What's
gotten into him? Ooh.
But you know what, though? You know what? Tell me they wasn't all Kelly-ish also.
The thing about that was when she was in there doing that, they was out there in the car or whatever talking about it. Yeah, she got to be in there fucking them. Ain't no way in the world that man just giving her money for nothing. She fucking them.
Well, I mean, watch this. I'm sure somebody knows what the hell that's all about. I really do, because all I'm saying is it's not R. Kelly, but damn it, it's R. Kelly-ish. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I ain't knocking that.
Hey, I mean, people do what people do. And all I'm saying, as we get ready to leave R. Kelly ass alone and the rest of them young folks that. A lot of pun intended with that. But let me say this. Back in the day, in the rap day, when you up in the studio, now, and again, I am not condoning this shit. I'm just saying what I know to be. You up in the studio, man. You got all kind of females up in there hanging out with the rappers. You know, everybody getting lit and shit. But ain't nobody checking IDs and shit in there. And if you a rapper in there and they got all these girls just sitting off to the side, you know, they crystalling it up, smoking the shit, and then you go in there and shit pop off, that don't mean that you intended to be with a young girl. That shit happened. Don't get me wrong, but that ain't. So they're trying to put that issue out there now that all these rappers up in the studio with the young girls and stuff like that. All I'm saying is I had a couple of friends that come up in the business, man, and that don't mean that's what that is. So let's not label everybody in the rap game as pedophiles and shit. In fact, they had some shit out there about Drake. You know, hey, Drake got this little young Millie Brown or some shit. I guess they friends. Now they trying to leak some shit out there about that. So all I'm saying, folks, is let's look at, if you're going to look at R. Kelly shit, let's look at it through wide-angle lenses, man. And he ain't the only one. And if you find his shit repulsive, find it repulsive for everybody. Go ahead, Messenger.
Hey, let's think about the Rolling Stones. Do you think all of their groupies that be hanging out because they're still selling out and people going crazy, do you think they all 50, 60 years old that's in there?
Hey, watch this. Hey, God, don't wake Elvis Presley ass up. See, because now Elvis, I'm just saying. Now we start trying to justify shit now. Now I said before, yo, punch R. Kelly in the face. Punch R. Kelly in the face. Then you find out A, B, C, X, Y, Z. Wow, they did it too? Okay, maybe slap R. Kelly.
Hey, if I'm not mistaken, right, I could be wrong, so you correct me, all right? But I know this certain little girl back in the day, if Elvis would have came by, she might have tried to do something with Elvis. I'm just saying.
Well, wait, hold on.
I don't know, girl.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva. Yo, but also, hold on.
It's quiet up in here. Everybody here?
We need messages.
Remember when, again, damn Elvis asked for, on the for real shit on his music, because I wasn't a big Elvis fan, but when one of his movies was coming on, yo, that was a popcorn popping night, right? Everybody, people in Las Vegas coming
just
on.
Saying.
So you just gonna put it out there?
I'm just saying, bro.
But watch this, though. Let me show you how conditioned we are as a society. And on this podcast also, when we talk about R. Kelly, we talk about Peter's ass. As soon as we start talking about Elvis Presley's ass, we smiling and giggling.
Same thing.
Exactly, man. That's conditioning to the top degree. I mean, we talk about R. Kelly. We talk about shit like his uncle's got to beat his ass. And as soon as we start talking about Elvis Presley, now we laughing and shit, talking about popping popcorn. Hey, but I'm just saying.
Some of that is where people are mad, not so much from a moral point, but because he doing that and getting away with it. And sometimes we wish that we was that person.
You went deep on us, brother. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned for this week, I think we're going to put Elvis and R. Kelly as the rest. And we're going to segue
All I'm going to say is there's only two things R. Kelly got that I'd like to have. Well, the other stuff, I ain't worried about it.
What is that, brother?
Two things. The two things? Nobody know what the two things are?
Go ahead, bro. Is this money?
That's it.
Really?
That's it.
Oh. All right, man. I thought you were going to say you wanted that black leather suit he had on, because that shit was nice, though. But here we go.
Hold on. So next time you're at an R. Kelly show and you're seeing him drinking water, you got to keep this in the back of your mind. Is he drinking that water so as soon as he get off stage, he going back there to piss on some money?
Or is he just thirsty? Hey, but
yeah,
you know
I'm
what?
Saying you gotta sit up there and debate that.
Well, hold on, I'm looking for something while we sit here, because I want to segue as we get ready to walk down Pennsylvania Ave. I want to start off. Here's my segue to Pennsylvania Ave. Stand by.
From the point of view of U.S. power, he's harming it. But from the point of view of U.S. elites, he's giving them everything they want. I mean, in fact, what's going on in the United States, if you think about it, is a kind of a two-level wrecking ball, if you want to call it that. Trump, his role, whether this is conscious or not, I don't know, but you can see what's happening. Trump's role is to ensure that the media and the public attention are always concentrated on him. So every time you turn on a television set, Trump, open the front page of the newspaper, Trump. And in order to maintain, he's a con man, basically, a showman. And in order to maintain public attention, you have to do something crazy.
And something crazy 45 does on a regular. And I like that. And actually, I didn't play the whole piece, but the piece was titled, a brother posted that piece. It said, "You won't listen to us. Hey, listen to your own." So here we go with the nation beginning to act like they give a damn about the madness that's going on. About the madness that's going on in the White House right now. So that's my segue as we get ready to take a stroll down Pennsylvania Avenue. And let's go see what old 45's been up to. Anybody want to start me off? Then?
Well, it ain't even 45 I'm concerned with anymore, because he's already shown just who he is and what he is. It's just the rest of the country that I can't believe that they don't see it, or what they see they're okay with. That's the part that gets me. 45 is just, he just we messed up as a nation, but we can correct our wrong, and we choose not to do it. That's the part that gets me.
Let me tell you something. That you're right. We messed up as a nation, and I'm gonna tell you something, man. The level to which we just assed up, this shit is gonna be in high levels of government for at least the next 10 years. Now they gotta go mole hunting. Every person that Donald Trump put in office, I'm sorry, every person that 45 put in office, somebody got to go do a redo a background check. Because just imagine, as a U.S. citizen, all right, don't matter what color you are, don't matter your gender, just matter as a U.S. citizen, you wake up in the morning, and every morning a value question that can be asked is your goddamn president a fucking Russian agent? Come on, man. That's I'm sorry. That's fucking that's beyond words to me. We have to wonder if the president of the United States is a Russian agent. And the sadder part is there's so much goddamn colluding evidence that show he's involved with them. I'm not gonna call him an agent right now, but the evidence show makes it seem he's agent ish. I'm just saying. You know,
an unwilling agent.
Well, again,
unbeknownst to itself.
Okay, and that I do believe, because you know they asked about him being an agent.
Now, has anyone seen the clip?
He never said yes or no, right? He never said yes or no.
No. Well, here we go.
2 days later, he came back. 2 days later, he came back and said, "Yeah, no, he's not."
Tonight,
not a Russian agent.
Yes.
Trump today forced to deny that he works for Russia. A president of the United States going before cameras to deny being a Russian agent. Stop for just a moment. This after the New York Times first reported the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into whether the president was secretly working for Russia. Here he is.
I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question.
It's pretty clear you won't admit that the Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encourage espionage against our people, that you are willing to spout the Putin line, sign up for his wish list, break up NATO, do whatever he wants to do. And Trump's connections to Putin's Russia have been out in the open for years, of course. His time as a businessman pursuing a deal to open a Trump Tower in Moscow, of course, that continued even as he was running for president. And when he was a candidate, he directly called on Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's email.
Now, again, with that kind of evidence looking you in your face, you know what, America? You know, this is one of those times when I would feel real comfortable saying, yeah, you got just what the hell you asked for. But you know what? You didn't expect it to affect you in a manner that you thought was going to affect others. Go ahead, Mister.
I don't think he's an agent. I think he's just one of those people that think he got the right answer and he liked the way Russia and them other strong arm guys do business, and that's what he's doing. It's not so much that he's in their pocket. I'll take whatever help I can get from y'all, but I think he just do it because he just think he's big and bad enough to do it.
No,
and
I gotta tell you,
smart enough to pull it over on us.
Right. Right.
The end game is he trying to do business with my man. He's trying to build a hotel over there. So after this presidency, he got nothing. So if he do things now for my man, when he get out of office, my man just might let him build that hotel over there, but knowing what he was doing.
Now, my thing is, again, not even for a fraction of a second. This is just me because I'm opinionated on my podcast. I don't believe that man is an agent. I don't believe he's smart enough to be an agent. I really believe that he borrowed. I'm being for real.
I believe
he borrowed. Russia gave him so much money before his presidency that he understands that whole reciprocity when it comes to business, and he's just paying them favors back. But the favors he paying them back he don't have the mental capacity to understand how he fucking this nation up.
Right.
And again, the government
shut
down.
That's what I think.
The government shut
that's
down.
All, that's how I see it too.
Yeah.
He's just paying his debt off. He's paying his debt off.
I'm working it off. What you say, Earl?
Yeah.
Let me sit out in there. I mean, baby bro. I know that. I'm gonna take that ass over like a man, though. What you say?
You're getting a lecture.
Yeah. I sit out in the car, and you go to the house to get the money. That's all it was, man. But oh my goodness, but now let me say this to you, and again, my opinion. The opening passage that I played that talked about him doing his job. Now think about this. Again, in the fantasy world that I stay in, hey, Mr. Trump, I look at here. I want you to be the president. Listen, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. You can run it like The Apprentice. You can fire people. All I need you to do is I just teach you to be spectacular in your Trump shit. Because the rest of the country, don't you worry about that. We got that. And I believe he bought into that, but then halfway down the line, what he said, like Tony Montana, yo, fuck the Diaz brothers. Then he started making moves on his own.
Let me ask you this. Do you think him or somebody in this camp, they got something on Mitch McConnell?
No. They got, what's this? Oh, what's this? See, here's the thing, and I don't mean to paint them with a broad brush, but I got a goddamn roller out right now. All them motherfuckers are dirty, man. If you when I say all, again, just so we don't have to break this down later. When I say all, when it comes to congressmen, I'll be willing to bet you on some private self-interest shit that had nothing to do with what they were elected to do. 90% of them cannot hold their head up high and say, I've never taken part of that. Because you got so much money flowing at you at so many different directions, man. It's hard to block all that. It can be blocked, but it's hard to. Here's $10,000. Here's $10,000 for your CPAC. Well, what the hell my CPAC for? Oh, you can use it for what you want. It's legal money. Hey, take a vacation and call it advertising. I mean, that kind of money is hard to turn away from. Especially when everybody around you is taking it. But I say,
hey,
go ahead.
While you got that roller out, can you come paint my living room?
Okay, you win.
I'm just asking.
I like to throw this out. Why would anybody, particularly, let's say just 45, for instance, 45 is a billionaire. Why would a billionaire take a job for $500,000?
Power.
But he's not a billionaire. He's really not.
He's a billionaire. He's just not as rich as he. I mean, with all the crazy. Well, I take that back. You could be right, baby girl.
He's not a billionaire. He's not.
Watch this. I know the man got his own helicopter. So while I hate his politics and I ain't too keen about him, I think that's pretty cool. He got his own helicopter. That ain't got shit to do with running.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of them dudes is riding around there with that. That doesn't mean he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
That's why he doesn't want to show his taxes, because that's going to show he's not a billionaire. That's why he doesn't want to show that. You want people to think he does.
I think he don't want to show his taxes, because, again, when you see the money that he has from investments that got to do with Russians, you can't help but understand that this is what.
It's going to reveal. Oh, it's going to show how he's tied up in a whole lot of other crooked stuff too. Don't get me wrong, but it's going to reveal. It will show a lot that he's tied up with a lot of stuff that he shouldn't be, and the fact that he's lying about what he has and what he doesn't have.
That's what's going to happen. The same way his daddy was getting away with it for all them years, he used the same program his daddy was using, whereas they're supposed to be paying $500,000 in taxes, they're paying $30, and that's what's going to come out.
and
it's gonna
why
show what
hasn't
he has
out.
And what he doesn't have,
it's
and how he's been and how he's been doing that, and little loopholes he's been doing and getting out of stuff that
but,
he shouldn't that he shouldn't have been doing.
Watch this. Who's going to be surprised? Who? Anybody here?
No.
Anybody going to be surprised? But the thing is,
not
nobody. Watch this. Nobody's going to be surprised, but they knew that shit. Watch this. And they still elected his ass, and he's still in the White House
yeah.
right now. Don't
and,
care
and
about
that's why,
now.
And that. That's yeah. why he's got that mentality, because you guys knew I wasn't shit, and you still
mm-hmm.
made me president. Well, come on, just like Jamie Foxx said, well, come on and get it then.
Yeah,
that's what
I mean, truth be told, people voted for him because he portrayed himself as being this savvy businessman, you know, that book, The Art of Making a Deal or whatever. He portrayed himself as being this savvy businessman, that he was going to be able to turn the country around. You know, he was supposed to be this billionaire, and you know, who better to run the country than another, you know, than a billionaire? He made all this money. He would be good for the country, but it was all lies. It was all lies. What kind of deal has he made really since he's been the president? What deal? Not one. Not any good, really good deal. Not really. He's not a negotiator.
Well, what,
I mean, you
that,
tell me.
Well, that,
he can't even sit down and negotiate with anybody.
She said that.
Well,
like,
that depends
many,
on who you ask. That depends on who you ask. That depends on who you ask, because there's a lot of people that say
yeah.
he's doing an outstanding job.
And they're lying.
Yeah.
They're lying. They're
no,
lying.
No, they're not lying.
No, they're not.
That's what they believe.
They're not
what,
lying. They
okay.
believe it. Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay.
If Trump became president, I had $1 million. Now,
hello.
To his bullshit, I got $2 billion.
Well, you're lying.
No, I'm not. Shit, come on. I'm saying if I made that kind of money off of this bullshit, because when you start relaxing EPA standards, corporations making more money. So if I just doubled my net worth in the time he's been in the office, you know what? Because I'm talking millions, most of that shit that people talking, I don't really associate with it anyway. Let's be
exactly.
real.
He's not a good negotiator. Look at the mess he did with these tariffs. He's not a good negotiator, and he doesn't even understand half of the stuff that goes on in that White House. Those aides and stuff say they try to sit down and explain it to him. They do it over and over because he doesn't even understand it. He doesn't. They talk about how every other month they got to sit down and explain that NATO stuff to him because he doesn't understand politics. He doesn't.
What? Hey, listen. I hear what you're saying, and I like that segue when you talk about explaining NATO to him, because you know he wants to withdraw from NATO.
Yeah, but it's not so much that he don't understand it; it's more he don't give a shit. I don't like NATO. We don't need it. So that's it. Y'all can tell me whatever.
But it's
you
not
want
even.
Me,
it's not
I
even with
care.
NATO. It's even those tariffs. Even those tariffs. He doesn't even understand that, and he doesn't even realize the damage he did with that. He's costing the U.S.
Farmers.
More money with those tariffs.
Farmers.
But he thought he was.
Farmers.
He caused us more. He caused us more money instead of trying to calling himself saving us money, but it ended up costing us more money. So where did he work out such a great deal? He didn't.
He worked out a great deal for himself. He don't
that's
care
a,
about.
But it was
us.
Supposed to be for. But the whole point was you supposed to be negotiating and working out such a great deal for the American people. That's the dream. That's the whole dream that you wanted everybody to buy into. You were making America great again.
Everything
did
he
you
does,
that was the hat
you
that you kept wearing and was wanting everybody to buy into.
Did you think for one moment all that stuff he said, did you think he was going to do any of
oh,
that?
No, I didn't. I never
okay.
thought it. I never
okay.
voted for you. I never thought it at all. But I'm saying that was the
because
dream
you
tried to sell.
Right. You tried to sell. Now, if you're stupid enough to buy it, then that's on you. But you knew better.
Again,
than
I never bought into any of it.
Right. But there's some people that bought into it, and there's some, that were rewarded, and there's some that's suffering like everybody else. But there's
well, that 1%, that 1% that made out like bandits.
Those are the people that he's saying. Those are the people that believe in the dream. Those are the, that, again, if you have money, you made more money. So you can't, that
right.
group of people, It's the 1% that's running everything in this nation.
Right. Well, isn't that the 1% that he walked in some kind of tavern or something and told them that he's going to make them rich?
No, he walked in after the thing, after the tax thing, and said, "I just made y'all a whole lot of money." But see, the problem is not that 1%. The problem is that 30% that think that he gonna make them rich, and they holding on to him because they think he gonna make them rich, and in the meantime, he making them poor. That's where the real problem is, because the 1% gonna get theirs. It's that 30% that's holding them in the office right now, and we gonna ride it out. No matter what happened, I ain't got no home, I ain't got no job, but we going to ride it out because he going to make America great again. Those are the ones who need to get a foot put in their ass.
Let me tell you something. You see those commercials, you see those interviews, I'd be willing to bet you that the people who are saying that shit about we going to have a garage sale, but we believe in him, that's some bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Them people getting paid. That, you ain't no. I'm sorry.
No, they are actors.
You could be Barack Obama, but when you shut that damn post office down, and I got other jobs. If I didn't have any other source of income, you could be Barack Obama, and I could stand behind you 100%. But you fucking my life up right now. I'm not gonna get on TV with I'm having a garage sale because my man wanted. No, I can't see that, man. That don't make sense to me.
Right.
How about you?
That's not intelligent. That's not intelligent.
You make ends meet like you a teenager.
Little
young kids with some old motherfucker.
I mean, if he could sing, he might get her babysit. But what I'm saying but just to show you, I'm just telling you the class act of 45. I'm saying, this motherfucker's on a level that ain't nobody trying to get to. I ain't going to say he's on a level above everybody. His shit is like, he invites Clemson football team to the White House. He's serving them motherfuckers hamburgers, man. Not at the White House, folks. That's all I'm saying. I don't knock McDonald's with the burgers. I'm not saying that. But when I go to the White House for dinner, just me, I'm getting my opinion. I would like to have some shit that I can't stop at the drive-thru and get when I leave. That's kind of the whole ambiance of the White House, man. That shit all goes together. But he bought that. Watch it. And that wasn't even sad enough. That some bitch said he bought, 1,000 hamburgers and he only bought 300. Mr. President, that's not something that you need to lie about, man. What I'm saying? That's not something that we need to do. You ain't got to do that. As long as them boys came there and ate and they wasn't still hungry and you was out, the number of fucking hamburgers you bought was never an issue. But you had to lie about that, man.
Oh, he's going to lie. That's just what he do. He's going to lie regardless.
Yeah,
that's just what he does.
He's lying. That's what you're going to do.
He's notorious. He's notorious for that.
That's why, look, that's why you always tell me, they tell me I'm doing a great job. They stand behind. You never tell you who they are.
Yeah.
But they always say,
yeah.
Hey, that's what they
Melania,
say.
Melania, Eric, them cats, that's what tell them me doing a good job. But now, watch this, any minute, his family going to get pissed off at him. But again, because when they start coming after Trump, his whole charities and his dealings, his kids now run the risk of some kind of penalty.
Actually, I think they're going to come after the kids before they come after him. He's going to be last.
Well, I hope they come and get him first, because if they get his kids first, then your cousins are probably going to be fighting a war somewhere, because you're not going to mess with his kids and he not mess with your kids. You got to understand, this is some of the Costa Nostra type shit that our president do.
He'll just go and do some fucked up shit to take your mind off of that. Might go start a war.
We don't come for you. We come for your family first.
Well, I'm just saying, if they come for his family, he gonna fuck with your family, and your family being the family of America. So guess what? Now the wall has lost some of its importance, because now we have to go to some country in the Middle East, because now we got an all out war. You fuck with my kids, I fuck with your kids. I mean, again. Don't you understand that's how that man deals? Now, I don't think he would, and I sure as hell hope that we would have to go to war behind some of his shit like that. But hey, you don't give me this wall, no fucking body goes to work. 800,000 people go to work.
He's a bully. I told you before, he's a bully.
Hey, but did you know what, though? His Trump Tower, what is it, the one in New York that's got that government tower in the middle of it? Did anybody see that? He's got a hotel that's got some government office buildings in the middle of his tower. And the fact that you go stay at Trump Towers, to go upstairs and see that site, that's part of the ambiance that raises a room in Trump Towers up by maybe $400 or $500. So he's so concerned about the wall, he's making provisions now so that government building, if you work there, guess what? You can bring your ass to work now, because you not being there hurts the sales in his Trump Hotel. We talking about a motherfucker that talking that shit. We in this together. No, we're not in this together. In America, you better wake up before we all have different names.
Also, too, the street that is a hotel on, they're trying to rename that here in New York, or I think something like Obama Avenue or something.
That's gonna send him right over to
you. Yeah,
they're
gonna do it. Watch this.
He'll lift that building
Avenue
up and put it on another block.
or he'll really curse on the news media now. Hey, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna drive down Obama Avenue to get you. He said, "You shut the fuck up over there already." I can see him.
Trump Tower on Obama Avenue.
Put a quarter in the jar,
called producer. Yeah, okay. But you try to name that street Obama Avenue. I'll be putting a lot of quarters in that jar.
Yeah, that'll never happen. No, he's not on his watch anyway. They're not going to do that. Not on his watch.
He ain't got nothing to do with it. It's New York. They going to do it. It's New York.
Okay. All right. You watch this then. Okay.
It's a possibility now.
They done named some streets at the Biggie over there in Brooklyn. They going to do
it.
That's why they going to do it, to piss him off. Every time he come there, he going to have to drive down Obama Ave.
Wow.
They going to do it. They were talking about doing that.
See, that's crazy right there.
It really is.
That was it. He's such a narcissistic motherfucker that, and here's another quarter. He's such a narcissistic individual that he ain't going to drive down. He'll have his helicopter pick him up. He'll land on the roof. I'm not coming down Obama Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen, man.
Yep.
Because
he'd do something crazy like that.
He don't like that.
If you're coming down the helicopter, remember, that building's still located on Obama Avenue.
That's okay. He didn't drive down there to get there. And that would look nice on his letterhead. Donald Trump Hotel.
that was all part of that, too. You have to change the address on all your letterheads and all that. Obama Avenue. They're doing that to mess with
him. You took all the
letterhead
out of the room, didn't you?
Say that again?
You took all the letterhead out of the room, didn't you?
All the what?
Letterhead. Out of the room, the stationery, didn't you?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, he going to have to change his shit.
Jeez.
He's going to be on a Twitter frenzy when that happens.
Well,
I'm going to send him right over the edge.
That's the president of the United States. But I hate to say this, that's how you have to deal with that man. That's how you have to deal with him. Little shit like that, you change the street to Obama Ave that his hotel is on. See, you just woke his ass up. Now you go tell him. Watch this. If I was Nancy Pelosi, I'd tell him, look, all right, here's the deal. Fuck the wall. We'll call that street Putin Road. We'll call it Putin Road.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fuck the wall. Send the government people back to work. We won't call it Obama Avenue. We'll call it Putin Street. And I bet you, through some miracle, negotiations will be reached.
He'll straighten up and fly right.
Because you're trying to get with him.
Nancy ain't got nothing to do with that, though. He got to do with Cuomo and de Blasio.
If Nancy calls de Blasio in New York,
The next time you see a clip of Putin, I'm telling you, it's the funniest thing to me, though. But the next time you see Putin, like on TV, just check out his walk. And tell me that man will be walking like, yes, I am the shit.
All about me. I have the American president like the coins in my pocket. Hey, but again, he in bed with him. He owed him money. And it's just so sad that his ass got elected president and now he got to pay them back at our expense. That's my only. Right. Again, he done fucked up enough American dollars. They stopped giving him money. So if you're a businessman.
I still think it's all about that man building the building over there in Russia, hotel. He doing all that to get that favor. He might owe him some money or something, but he's going to.
But you know what? I got to tell you this. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying it's all about that building. That's his ultimate goal. Once again, once this presidency is over with, he ain't got nothing. That's why he's making money now. That's why every time that nigga leave the White House, where he at? Mar-a-Lago. Why? Because he's making money there. When all them people come down there, security and all that, he's making money.
Here's what you guys keep forgetting. Trump businesses, they're not making money. None of them. The only time Mar-a-Lago, they make money is when he come there and he forced the government to pay for all of that stuff. That's why most of the rooms in Trump Tower are owned by Russians, because he's not making money. He's not a good businessman. He's an excellent advertiser, but he's a crummy businessman. None of his golf courses make money. Nothing makes money. Nothing.
You know what? Let me say
this.
That's
why when Baby Girl said he ain't no billionaire, that's true.
He might not be a billionaire, but that shit making some money. It might not be making the money he want. But again, all that bullshit, not making money, parlayed his ass right to the chief executive spot, man. So, I mean, in that hotel.
They think he make it.
The only one that
he owns is the one in New York. Everything else is just his name. He licensed it out.
I know that.
He don't even really own it.
But when you say they think, we talking about economists who check shit like that. They know that shit ain't his. They know that his cash value probably.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So they
know. Right, yeah,
they
know.
They just
the voters.
His issue was not about his money. He struck America right at the heart of some shit that they wanted to hear after 8 years of Obama. We don't want a good leader. This is what we want. We want our goddamn country back. Like, who the fuck took it? You know, the shit is right here. It ain't going nowhere. We want our country back.
I don't think that's what
you
mean.
For them 8 years that Obama was there, that was the seed they planted, and then he came along at the right time and took it that step further, and that's why they gravitated towards him.
Well,
yeah, we want our country back.
You want him, you got him. You want him, and you got him.
They did James Brown on us, the big payback.
But again, you got to own this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And I still say to this day that the real agenda that 45 was sent here to accomplish, he doing a damn good job at it. We getting really, really, really focused on the abracadabra. But behind the scenes, they are tearing our ass up as a nation. And you best believe that. And let me say that. I make that statement without seeing one executive order he signed. Again, it's just a simple-ass game that they're playing with us. Keep Donald Trump ass in the media. Stay on Twitter. You do whatever the hell you need to do. Watch this. To live your best life, which he's doing. Because right now, he got the world stage. While we sit over here and set shit up for what the hell we want set up. Hey, every once in a while, I need you to go ahead and knock down the rest of that shit that Obama fixed. And we got the rest of this. You just stay on Twitter. And you just stay about to break up NATO. Man, come on, man. America, you better wake up.
Keep them distracted. Keep them all distracted.
And that way they'll never, by the time you realize what the hell really going on, it's too late now. Because I'm telling you, well, we got to understand and we got to think, if the president is willing to have discussions have discussions to ban NATO, to pull out of NATO, because on all accounts, that's just some shit that Putin wants. There is no telling what the fuck this man will do in order to maintain that alliance with those who have been our sworn enemy, for lack of a better phrase, throughout life. Hey, listen, this is co-producer. Got a little carried away there at the end, bringing our podcast
You're
to kidding. The end. Yeah, it's co-producer. you put a quarter in the jar there. See, that was a curse there, man.
Hey, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Listen, let's have a nice week. And again, on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, if Hodge to Hodge podcast isn't on your radio, your telephone, your computer, or whatever listening device you have, then that device just isn't on.
All right, now.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Call me. We
don't go to sleep. I need to holler at you.
You going to call me?
Yeah.
All right.
Call me. Go stand in the corner.